those of us who know how to get what we want in life without raising our voices. Take the case of strap-on anal femdom, for example. If I want to fuck your butthole, all I have to do is put on a smile, tilt my head to the side and say, with a giggle, bend over and spread your cheeks, bitch. Did your cock twitch when you read that? Of course it did. I bet your pucker is aching for femdom butt fucking right now. I make it known loudly and often that me and the golden goddess of strap-ons love teaming up to plunder the depths of subbies far and wide while spreading you wide open. Even men who have no inclination whatsoever for other men find themselves eager to part their cheeks for me. And once you surrender to my Goldiecock, you'll wonder what you were doing with your life before I bent you over and took you to task. So, here's a tip. If you're new to strap-on anal femdom, with all things anal sex, start small. Then, as you get better acquainted to taking something up your ass, gradually increase the size. Two things will happen. Number one, you'll begin to challenge yourself to see how much you can ram up your ass. Number two, you'll get addicted to getting ramrodded, so much so that you'll want to call me up and say, "Hey, Brighton, please fuck my ass," to which I will say, "Hell yes." So what to do? Well, duh, call me. All you have to do is dial 1-800-601-6975 and ask for Brighton. Let's get together and have strap-on anal femdom sessions real soon. Your butthole will thank you. Let me put it in your butt. Now, if you'd like to read along to this audio, you can go to enchantrixtees.com and look for the blog post titled Giggles and Butt Fucking - Strap-on Anal Femdom. See you soon.